Now we'll move on to consent, I'm sorry, onto the communications items.
Item 430, request of Joe Walsh to address council regarding communications.
Mr. Walsh, good morning. Come on up. Morning.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. Often we have come before you as a representative of Individuals for Justice to warn you of your future. Today is no different. We demand that you follow the spirit of the Charter and stop interfering and delaying citizens' right to offer their views on both communications and items going to be acted on. You have now created a system that forces people to sign up in advance, and it may take as much as 60 days to present to this council. You often limit the time of presentations to 2 minutes because there are many people that want to have their say. Can you not see how ludicrous this position is? You are sending the message that if people take the time to come and be part of this democratic process, you are going to punish them by taking away one-third of their time. That would be bad enough, but your appetite is not yet satisfied. You interrupt people you disagree with, and during this very limited amount of time, they are trying to express themselves. This is an old lawyer's trick. It breaks the flow of what the opposition is trying to say, and it is very slimy indeed. We have made in the past two demands that we continue over the years to be ignored, and they are: one, when there are more than 20 people who have signed up to speak, parents with children in the chambers who wish to speak will be called up first. Not sure if we stole this concept from Commissioner Fritz or she stole it from us, but the bottom line is that it is good and a reasonable thing to do. The second, when there are disabled people in the room, there will be offered an opportunity to speak after the parents if they so desire. Our new request is to do what the county board does and have people sign up in the chambers the day of the meeting, so what they present to you would be current and not 60 days old. We have made known that we will work for the defeat of two of you in the coming elections of 2016. We have lost all faith in the majority of this council and only see you as a hindrance to the democratic process under this republic. You will go the way of Sam Adams, Jeff Cogan, and another corrupt politician, Governor Kishopper. Just as soon as the citizens of this city wake up from their long, deep, dreamlike state, we offer these evaluations not in the hope that you will change, but to go on record warning you of the pending anger of what is to come. There is no hope of you acting on our stead. You act only to benefit yourselves, and soon many people will see that trying to convince you of anything is a total waste of time.
Hey, Mr. Walsh,
you're out
of time.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for the sick leave ordinance. We honor you for at least that. And a perfect example is what you did today, Mayor, is to bring up the court first.
Mr. Walsh, you're out of time.
Five people who took time off from work to come and talk to you and made them wait because you wanted to have a photo op. That's a big problem, Mayor.
Mr. Walsh, you have a problem. You're out of time, so thank you. Good morning. Next, please.
Don't thank me. Ever.